In an effort to portray the Moravian success, a lot of statistics record the number of Indians who were Christian converts. What do you think should be made of that?
The Moravians' mission policy was not one that was based on numbers. Success was certainly not something, as far as Zinzendorf was concerned, would be measured by the number of converts that you had. The Moravian missiology depended very much on an idea of individual conversion. And one of the questions that was posed again and again was the efficacy of Moravian mission policy, because it did concentrate on the individual. So to answer your question, I would say that it's probably later commentators who are not Moravian and know nothing about Moravian mission policy who are trying to make an argument for success based on numbers, because this is not something that the Moravians themselves would have used.
Do you think the majority of Indians who did convert had a change of heart or spirit, or do you think there may have been other motives behind their conversion?
That's a wonderful question. It's wonderful because it is, of course, impossible for us to look inside the mind and heart of somebody who lived 250 years ago. And it would be a fallacy to think that we could. From my work in the diary, however, all I can read are the interpretations the Moravian missionaries give of motivations for the Native Americans to come to them and to talk to them. And then, of course, one has to read that through that filter. Occasionally, you will also have direct quotations, but again, those are direct quotations that are then recorded by the missionaries for their own purposes. If I were to be asked the reasons why, I think the reasons why are as manifold as the reasons for anything else. There is a lot of debate in the scholarly circles that the majority of converts were women and why this would have been the case. Historians have argued that the life that was presented to Native American women by the Moravian missionaries was a much better life in terms of recognizing women's agency. I don't tend to completely agree with that. I think, again, this is putting a 21st century gloss on the reasons behind conversion. What I do read about is a lot of starvation. The Native American women and older people who were left behind when the men went on their hunting trips were very, very hungry. They had nothing to eat, as indeed the Moravians themselves had nothing to eat. And so frequently you'll find accounts of the Native Americans coming to the Moravians' house to ask for food, and they will be given food. You will also find the Moravians, the women, because both the women and the men were very active in the missionary, they would be visiting the sick. And so frequently the only people who would be visiting someone in the last stages of an illness or who was dying of old age would be the Moravian missionaries. And one can imagine that this would be a source of great comfort for someone who otherwise would be quite alone in their last days or in their illness. Were there other reasons? Was conversion genuine? As I had mentioned before, because of the Moravian idea of mission theology being a conversion that's based on individual experience, I think the Native Americans who asked to be baptized had to go through quite a long process of pastoral interviewing and pastoral education. And somebody whose soul was not considered to be ready to receive Christ would not be converted. So again, we're talking about individual conversion. We're talking about a real attempt to know the person who is being converted. And there's also an idea, I think, that's very important to remember, that conversion is not just one way. That the Native Americans who became proficient, if you like, in European Christianity, also brought to that worldview their own worldview, and they changed in many ways the worldviews of the Europeans who interviewed and converted them. And so if you read the personal memoirs, for example, of the missionaries who worked with Native peoples in this area, you can see how their understanding of the way in which the world worked, a cosmology, if you like, or an ecology, was really changed by the people they were working with. It wasn't a one-way street.
Bollocks.